All right, Tuesday at 9:40 on Titillating Sports, Sports Byline USA. That can only mean one thing. And you hear a little crisscross applesauce. That is time for SaleSportTalk.com. And we have Karen Lowell with us, co-hosting the segment with me. And Karen, we were sort of touching on this the last show, last week, that you are going to be going to Barcelona as a media member for the October's Cup, the America's Cup in October. And tell us a little bit about that and how you're getting kind of prepped for all that.
Ah, well, first of all, I'm watching the preliminary race that just happened from afar. So people who are interested in watching the races, because there's 8 weeks of races, and I will be there for the second to the last race in Barcelona, which is where we determine who the person is that's going to go up against as a challenger to the New Zealand team. So there's a whole series of eliminations, basically. And what we just finished were the round-robin results for the preliminary the Louis Vuitton preliminary regatta. And so that took place over a period of several days. And then all these teams were matching each other, but no points were counted. So it was just our first opportunity to see the boats on the water. And what's different about this particular race, America's Cup, versus, say, SailGP, is that the designs are each done by the team, and everything's very secret as to how it's being done, because it's not just a race of sailors on the same boats where everybody's racing the same exact design. It's actually unique and innovative designs that each team has come up with. And so this preliminary race that we just saw was our first opportunity and the team's first opportunity to see how their boats perform on the water in the conditions in Barcelona and against each other.
So, as you mentioned, the Kiwis, or at least the boat from New Zealand, the Emirates team, they are the defender. So, the challengers, Ineos Britannia, Alinghi Red Bull Racing from Switzerland, Luna Rossa, or the Red Moon, Prada Pirelli team from Italy, the New York Yacht Club, American Magic, and Orient Express Racing team from France. Do I got that right?
Yes, you have all the teams, except for that not all of them are challengers. Who becomes the, there's a challenger who was the first one to challenge New Zealand, and then the others came in as it were, we could consider contenders for that. So the round robins determine who will actually race New Zealand in the America's Cup. The final race is only two boats. And all these round robins that happened, the first one, the preliminary, there were no points, but everyone was out there. I mean, there were no points that count towards that decision. Starting on the 29th, all the points will count from there on out.
Right, but my question is, I know that they're going to race to face New Zealand, but when you say there's only one challenger, what does that mean?
So basically the way it works is whoever won the trophy in the prior America's Cup, which is done every 4 years, basically gets to set the rules and write the rules for the next race. And they usually write them in their own favor, and that's definitely what New Zealand has done. They decide where the venue is going to be, and they write the case rules, you know, for how the boats are, you know, what design rules people have to comply with and so forth, you know, kind of in their favor as to what works for them. Then the first team to make a challenge to the defender is the one who basically becomes the challenger of record in the very beginning. And then other teams, as they come in, you know, are also, you know, also come in and play a role, and they become contenders, as it were. And so the round robins, as you mentioned, all the teams, you got those all correct for our listeners to know, which, you know, that it's New Zealand, Britain, France, America, you know, the Swiss and the French all competing, you know, but the teams, you know, don't represent the countries. They represent the team itself, and they usually have a yacht club associated with them.
So as you, I mean, it's amazing to me. I was looking at some of the pictures of Barcelona, and to me, I sort of think of Las Ramblas and the actual town and the sandcastle cathedral. I don't even think I made it to the waterfront. It looks absolutely outstanding.
It is. In fact, the last time I was in Barcelona was in 2000, I think it was right before the pandemic, and I actually stayed on a boat on the water in the same marina nearby where the racing is happening. So I really had a firsthand view of the weather conditions and, you know, went walking around to the clubs. I actually visited the yacht club that's right there on the waterfront there, saw the city from the perspective of the marina and the water. It's a great place to hold America's Cup, and the city is just rolling out the red carpet for, you know, all those who come and visit from different countries, but also especially for the media. They prepared not just a media accreditation for America's Cup, but for the America's Cup media, they prepared a special press pass, and they have special events for us. Plus, we have free admission to museums and all kinds of historical things about the city, which is pretty cool.
Well, if you think just in that area, the Costa Brava with Montserrat Monastery, Cardona Castle, they've got these little medieval towns like Montels, Besalú, Rupit, Miravet, Tortosa, they're all absolutely amazing if you can pull yourself away from the boats.
I know. Well, I actually am going for a day before and after one of the second to the last race. I'm planning on going out and taking advantage of some of these opportunities. Oh, there's no way that in the short time I'm there, I'm going to be able to experience everything. But to get a flavor, you know, for our listeners, I will certainly share what the city of Barcelona has rolled out for me. But, you know, this is where my father's ancestors, my grandmother, her ancestors came from Barcelona. So,
I didn't know you were Catalan. No wonder you're so spicy.
Well, I'm half coming from, you know, back to England, which is why London is kind of a location for me. Mm-hmm. And also the other going back to Barcelona, from the 1850s, my paternal grandmother's ancestors came to El Salvador and established coffee plantations there. And my great-grandfather was a professor of philosophy at the University of San Salvador. And the way in which my grandmother came to San Francisco in 1929 was by the time she was born, the family was very influential in San Salvador, both in education, but also her brother was the attorney general, and he was assassinated in a political coup.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
And so she and all of her siblings came to San Francisco on a cargo ship into the area that would be near Pier 39. They didn't have that at that time. And with the jewels that she had sewn into her clothes. And my grandfather, on my father's side, was a go west farmer, make your fortune in San Francisco, entrepreneur who'd actually gambled in his free time when he was in the World War I with Milton Berle in the Panama Canal. And so he knew the family because he liked to gamble on the cruise ships that went to South America. And so he invited her to marry him and gave her a house, and she became a resident of San Francisco. So that was their love story.
Wow. So what days are you going to be there? October what?
I'm going to be there from October 2nd to October 5th. Now, I may possibly extend my trip if I just can't pull myself away. But that's when I have my flights going from London to Barcelona, because I'm going into London on the 16th of September. And then I'm also going over to Sablé-d'Olonne, where the Vendée Globe is having I'm accredited media for the Vendée Globe, and so they've invited me to come and interview in person Pip Hare and the president of the Vendée Globe, and to go to the yacht club there and so forth. So I'll have a couple days near Paris as well.
Pip O'Hare, a guest on the show once.
Yes, that's right. And also, of course, the American Magic team really did some astounding work. I mean, they were the only team to beat the New Zealanders in these preliminary races, in one of the races. And so they came in third One of the races, their foil broke. There was an unexpected thing. They'd been racing, and they'd not had any problems with it, and so they had a mechanical failure. And so the team, I think it was the Swiss team that was competing against them for that one, got won by default. But they're going to be someone to watch, and certainly they have an innovative design that's different in their boat than the other boats, and they're using a soft sail, not, you know, and also they have the power is done by cyclers who are using their legs instead of their arms to cycle and power the boat. So it's an interesting design, and I think that it might really prove to be quite a challenge for the other teams, because they've been practicing and preparing in Barcelona, and they're already really familiar with the conditions. But it's close. You know, you just don't know which way it's going to go.
I was going to say, I was just looking at the dates. Barcelona FC at the Nou Camp, you probably couldn't get in because every seat's a season ticket. I'm sure you could pay through the nose. The other team, that's the big league team in La Liga in Barcelona, is a team called Espanyol, and there's no Ñ, they actually spell it with a Y. But that would be your, yeah, that, if you get a little flavor of that, that would be good too. I want to remind everyone that this show is brought to you by Grays Harbor Historical Seaport, the Port of Seattle, and the State of Washington. Fly into the Seattle International Airport on your next trip and visit the Port of Seattle and her historic seaports. So, you got your passport? You're not, like, on the no-fly list or anything?
No, I'm a known global traveler. They just pass me through, you know. They go, get her out of here.
Well, listen, have a great trip, and we will, I would say, have a great trip. See you next fall. But I want to, we'll get the flavor of Barcelona. We'll have a little tapas, huh?
It will be fun, and so you'll be hearing from me throughout. I mean, this is still a little bit ways off, I mean, even though the America's Cup's happening. But anyway, I know that we have to wrap up and give a little time for our advertisers, so I love talking to you, Rick, as usual.
All right. Thank you, Karen. That's Karen from SailSportsTalk.com. You can check that out as well for more information. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back. With